Yeah, Ole Bernhaft. I'm fucking rolling, bro. You feel goody?
Rolling like a saucer in the sky, man.
Let me tell you something, boy.
Get him out of here.
I feel like sometimes I'll smoke out of that, and I will feel nothing. So the next hit, I'm like, oh, okay, since I didn't feel it on that last one, I'm going to fucking just go for ham on this one, because this pipe doesn't work anymore. I always am just
yeah?
Like,
what's wrong with it?
No, I think that, but it's just like, that first hit was a bunk.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I'll just fucking get a huge rip or some shit, and I'll just like...
How about another one?
Going three down, going for gold.
Yeah.
Weed is one of those things, though, where like, you'll literally have the same weed for maybe like 8 months. How long have you had that weed?
This weed, not very long.
Oh, no?
No, right. It's like maybe a month old.
Oh, okay. There's some weeds, dude, and I'll just like, I'll smoke it after like maybe 3 months after I've already had it, and I get
so
big.
High.
And it's like, dude, does this get me, like, does aged weed get you more high than, like, fresh weed? Like, you're like,
no.
It's
see,
like
we
a
get,
fine wine.
So, there's just some times where we get high, really high, off of, like, nothing, basically. Like, little hits here and there. Like, what? I'm stoned as fuck.
I honestly think that it's the same thing with alcohol. You know, like, if you have a full stomach, you're gonna probably be able to handle the alcohol better. So,
yeah,
your body
so true.
You know, so like,
so
it's got to be the same for weed.
It is. I think the difference is, okay, maybe if you're on like an empty stomach completely, it have a little bit of an effect, not so much as alcohol for sure. It's like the mental headspace that you're in before you do it.
That's not true. Not for
you don't
me.
Think
at
so?
Least. Not for me, because like sometimes I'll be like in a completely different state. Like let's say I'm not like in a bad mood. But I'm just like kind of like, bleh. You know, I'm like, meh. Mm. Like I'm in that kind of mood. I'll take a rip, dude, and I'll just look at something. And I'll be like, ah, that's beautiful. Like I'll just, it'll like get me out of weird shit. And other times I could be in something where normally I'd be in a great fucking mood, and I'll smoke weed, and I'll be like, god damn, I feel weird right now.
No, yeah, that's happened to me too, for sure.
It's almost like it's not flipped or anything like that, but it's like, I think environment has the biggest part.
Yeah.
Like, let's say...
I think that's one side of it, but there's also, like, how high that you get from, like, you know, only smoking, like, a little bit.
I'm so baked off this.
Because you're so baked off of, like, one little tiny hit. You know what I mean?
Goddamn.
So, I feel like it has a lot to do with, like, our energy beforehand. Like, if we're, like, hella tired, not receptive to, like, feeling, like, a different type of way,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, we're probably not going to get that high.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Dude. I don't know, maybe.
Sometimes it'll surprise you, for sure, but...
I feel like...
Off of some punk-ass weed?
Yeah, dude, I guess that's not true, dude, of course not. What if it was, like, really fucking good weed that you bought, and it's, like, 4 months later? Do you think it's as potent, less potent, or the same potency as when you initially bought it?
Oh, definitely not. Not as potent.
Okay. But,
maybe
margin, more potent.
Margins are, like, slim.
The standard deviation is just very slight. It was only a sample size. Dude, I'm in really cool classes, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You didn't tell me about them yet.
Yeah, so it's advanced physiology, or like exercise-induced physiology.
Oh, this is going to be a hard-ass class.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty cool, yeah. That teacher actually reminds me of you.
Yeah?
Yeah, like just in appearance. Slightly in appearance. He just has like... like a stocky, he looked like he was a wrestler almost.
Mm.
He kind of has your look. He looks almost like Middle Eastern.
Mm.
And he's got like a beard, short, buff dude, like totally ripped. And that's about it. Like, that's the only like similarities. You guys are totally different.
Yeah.
He came off strong as fuck, dude. You know how like some teachers, they'll like have a first day and they'll just try and set a tone?
Yeah. That's,
isn't that
that's
weird?
Huge.
It's
no,
like almost
huge.
Like acting. So this guy...
Yeah, it is.
He came
it's
out,
just you up there putting on a performance almost.
But it's like, it's pretty much, it's a first appearance. And what are you trying to set? Are you going to be like, hey guys, like... You know, like, are you going to be like, it's totally fine if you come to class a little bit late. You're just going to like give yourself that gift.
Yeah.
This guy, he was all like, some bad things happened, like his car got towed and some other shit.
Oh,
like
shit.
So it was like off to a rocky start. He was in the wrong classroom, shit like that. And, like,
okay,
he came
she knows me.
And he came and he came down and he was all like, "What class is this?" First thing he says, I thought it was just a student. But anyway, like, the way that he talked, it kind of gave me, like, a bad impression. Like, it was...
Really?
He was, like, just talking about how hard he makes his class and how he's like, "Guys, you're going to fucking have to study. You're all going to bomb the first test." He's, like, saying all these things.
Aw, man.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't want that environment.
Hell
like,
no.
The way that people talk to you, the way that they communicate, literally...
Everything.
It has so much of an impact on how you feel. This is how I feel about, like, you could say things to the person the same fucking thing, like, and you know it's like exactly what they need to hear. You're just like, "Yo, you need to do this," or "Yo, you need to do this," and they just are fucking hearing this blank wall.
Yep. It just
and
depends on how you're
just,
saying
they
it
just
really.
Move. Well, also, who's saying it? Like, let's say me and you already have a history, and then someone that creates something. So kind of like how this teacher, he created, like, "I'm fucking smart and I'm gonna teach you motherfuckers." Like, he just, like, tried to lay down the law. And you just kind of automatically think he is alpha.
Mm.
You know, like, it's someone setting a tone. That's why people are, like, always trying to, like, make a fucking big noise. When, like, you hear about prisoners, they'll fucking, like, the first day they'll try and start something with a big dude. You know, like, find the biggest dude and beat him up. Like, you've heard that before.
Yeah, of course.
And that's, like, a physical display of dominancy. But communicating is totally up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Fucking A, dude. So, that's something that I feel like is the main thing I should be working on. Or, like, we, in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we don't realize how to say something. That is literally a skill that I would say 90% of people don't have.
Yeah. Most definitely.
And you see this every fucking day of your life. You're going to talk to people and they're just saying things and you're just like, "Huh? I don't understand at all what you're trying to say," but you kind of, like, are trying to roll with it.
Yeah.
You just want to make it work and they're just like, you don't get it. Like, you're like something like that. I'm like, "Bro, come on."
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, dude. Communication skills they're hard to come by, you know?
Yeah. What do you think?
It's,
like,
not taught, you know what I mean?
What do you think?
It's kind of something you just have to figure out.
If you were to give, like, just a couple of words to someone of just how to get better at understanding things. Because it's not even just about saying things. It's about hearing it. Like, hearing is just as important as talking.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, listening to someone, what someone's saying.
That's almost, like, the first, like, go-to thing, really. Is listening to what they're saying, you know. So you kind of know how to act in accordance, you know. Because
what if
on
you're the
one
first
aspect,
one on display?
Huh?
What if you're the first one on display?
Right. Okay, so that's what most people's go-to is. You know, most people get nervous. They don't know what to say. They start talking really fast. You know, they just keep talking.
Mm.
So it's like, one part of it is which is really cool, is the part where you get to, like, authentically just, like, be yourself and just share and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, that's a skill that a lot of people need to learn to start with, you know, as well. But...
So what would be, like, if you were, like, talk to someone and they're like, they look up to you and they're like, I really want to try and learn how to speak like you or get better. What can I do? What do you think would be, like, the thing? What do you think would be, like, two tips or one tip? Just generalize. Super
right.
Generalize, like, right off the top.
Practice on authentically, like, being yourself.
Boom.
And practice listening to what they're saying. And saying things that both would interest you.
Goddamn, dude. That was fucking Oscar-worthy.
Yeah.
I totally vibe with that, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think
those are the two things, really, in an interaction. You talking and them talking.
You appreciate...
And you try and, like, make them talk more, you know? That's what builds for a better conversation. Trying to trigger them to talk about the things that makes them passionate.
That makes them,
like,
passionate, dude.
What they want to, like, talk about in that moment that you could tell, you
dude,
know?
Dude, that is so fucking true.
Yeah.
I really, like, think that is so... That is one of the reasons why I, like, you're fucking a genius at that. I'm not trying to, like,
It's really simple, too, you know?
It's
that's
literally
the thing.
Just, you have to start with, you create a vibe. You create, like, a passionate feeling. And that gets the fucking ball rolling. Is that, like...
Yeah. That's what I, yeah, that is like maybe a difference that I see in myself that a lot of people, there are people that I've seen do this.
Yeah.
But you really try and like, you can tell what somebody's excited about, like wherever you're at, you know what I mean? Exactly. You can kind of just see in their eyes when you like talk about like the mundane things and like, you know, like where's their excitement at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go ask a question, get deeper into it, and they're like, yes, I'm so fucking triggered by this and so passionate about this.
You're just raising emotion.
Like, yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that now. Yeah. Now we're here.
You
all right, let's do it. We're good.
You
know?
Got it in.
Just get it
what
to
do
that
you
point.
Think about this? Like, you know, it's like,
yeah.
I could tell when you're about to like have a passionate conversation or like try and invoke that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have to hear anything you're saying.
Yeah, it's just the look. It's mostly them talking, though. That's the thing.
No, it's literally how you, like, how your facial expressions go.
What is it?
You just go big, dude. You, like, you're not, like, moving your arms and flailing and shit, but you're just, like, you move in, like, very articulated things. It's not like this. You're not waving your arm kind of like...
It's mostly just facial expressions, yeah.
But you even do it with your body. Like, you're like, you know what I'm saying? You'll shrug your shoulders and shit. Like, you'll just kind of go in different things. That's creating emotion right there.
Yeah, that's the expressing yourself part. Like, mm-hmm. your part of the interaction. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great two things. How do you practice that, though? How do you like... Because, yeah, saying, be authentic. But how do you train that?
Being authentic is the hardest part. Listening to other people, that's the easier part, of course. Just you can practice that on, like, someone that you live with or, like, you know. Anyway, just try and get them to talk about the things that, like, excite them, you know. Try and invoke these conversations, you know. And listen to what they're saying, you know. So that way you can, like, talk about the next thing.
Right.
But there's also going to be points where you have to, not even have to, but you want to, like, interject, like, you know, things about yourself maybe or, like, what's going on in your life, you know.
I feel like the way you've started, though, that is the, I'm not saying you personally, I'm saying like, just because you have to start, it's not like you're just asking a question right off the bat. You kind of like, you just bring up something. Let's say you don't know a person, you just approach a person.
Right, yeah, so that's the first like,
that's literally, I think
that's
the
like the first
topic.
Moments in an interaction, especially like a brand new one. And those are, that's something that you kind of have to practice by just jumping in and doing, because it's not something that you can think out through beforehand, right? If you did
want to
practice on it, you could practice on it. You could practice that at home.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's, you don't want to overthink it.
Yeah.
You never want to overthink that kind of shit, because it only goes weird. Because you're
exactly.
You're
so the practice for that is kind of just jumping into it. Unfortunately, because you can't think about it. You can't, like I said, you can practice this by practicing things word association, kind of, but like almost like making like raps. It was one way to think
just
about
quick
it.
Ways to...
Or like, you know, adding on to a sentence like yes and this, blah and blah. You know what I mean? Just adding another little part onto it. Does that make sense? And like, you can practice this kind
of
thing. Like, one I heard recently was like, you can watch TV and listen to anything they say on the show, like one sentence, pause it, and then say yes and this. But you have to come up with it in that moment, right?
Yeah, it just kind of flows out.
Yeah, and that would help you in that situation where you just have to think of something random. Because personally, that's the best way I think about, you know, meeting someone new or those first like moments in an interaction, is
right.
to not have any like pre-thought out things to say.
Yeah, preconceived notions, dude.
Or just let it happen.
Setting expectations, that literally has such a diminishing effect. Like, it really like decreases performance, but there's attributes to it as well. It's one of those things, like, you want it to be in a sweet spot. You don't want to overthink. You want to plan about all scenarios. Plan. It's almost like ambient noise in the background.
It's actually getting colder.
Are you cold?
Yeah.
Do some push-ups, bro. I got my weight set. You ain't down to curl that shit. It's only 200, bro. Come on.
It's like
all
the weights you have.
Come on, sir. You know what show that's from?
Come on, what?
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
Psych. I don't watch it.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. That's a funny fucking show.
Yeah, I've heard it's a good show. Honey talks about that shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That guy's fucking smart. You need to listen to what he says.
No, you tell me what to do.
Yeah, tell me what to do. Yeah, well, what you were saying before is, like, you just kind of have to throw yourself in the crossfire of being uncomfortable.
Mm.
Like, just starting something, and just the numbers game. The more you do it, the better you're going to get. you know. Yeah. So you go up to someone and you're gonna be like, oh, the weather outside, you know, it's gonna sound like a little bit like cliche or just like a little bit clunky.
Yeah.
And then the next time maybe, or maybe right after that it picks up, you like find a different thing to go off of and you just kind of like let your guard down a little bit.
Yeah.
That applies to so many different things. I always talk about this, but like just being comfortable, being uncomfortable is one of the most important factors that I think that we need to live our life.
Yeah, 100%.
It is... I mean, it is insane that people just get
That's how someone gets anywhere in life.
It's and
at one point in time, they had to do something they knew nothing about or were totally uncomfortable doing.
Like being a kid. Being a kid, for most people, because I definitely knew like shy kids. But most kids explore like a motherfucker, like babies.
Yeah.
Like in those, they're constantly doing things. And dude, and a baby dog will eat his own shit. A baby would do the same fucking thing. Like,
they don't know any better.
They don't know, but you want to know what they do? They put something in their mouth, and they're like, oh, that's not good. Don't put it in your mouth again.
Yeah.
And you fucking know that now.
They learn through first-hand experience.
Yeah, so. You fail. You have to fucking fail so you could succeed. That is like 100 fucking percent of the equation. It goes right into kind of creating who you are and identity. I'm trying to think of like a personal thing. Like an example, like when I was a little kid, not a baby, but I just would like fucking bang on drums. I would just make sounds, and like I would also fucking just dance. I would just move, and I would like fucking just I had no like preconceived notion about it. I just did it. Felt good.
Yeah.
Felt like it just came out. I listened to what my body was kind of saying it wanted to do at that moment.
Yeah.
And that like built an emotion in me, and like, and there has been times where like I know I just, because I said like I would bang rhythms or something like that, I'm not fucking Picasso or like, you know, like I'm not fucking Mozart making up a music. You suck at first in both things, but you don't do it to be good. You do it because you fucking love it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
And you just,
that's just acting on like your own feelings, really.
And
what are my preferences? What naturally do I feel like doing or desiring or, you know, anything?
Right.
That's like the most inner self, I feel. You know?
Don't you think we lose that so much every year of our life?
And we lose that in our inner self. Yeah, unless we're like conscious of it.
You
can't
dive deeper.
Everything around you, society, it'll get you. You know what I mean?
You're,
so
yeah,
unless you bring consciousness to it'll fucking get you.
I'll never tell you something, boy.
So you gotta be conscious of that shit and be on top of it. Which is like a responsibility of being an adult, you know?
That is true. It's a responsibility.
Yeah.
I think, like, all these people are so, like, in that victim mindset of just, like, why did this happen? Why did this happen? But it's, like, nobody that's, like, what did I do to create this? You know?
Yeah.
They're not, like, putting themselves in the fucking, in the shit of it. You know? Like, did I have anything to do? It's almost like they're just the bystander. But everything we do to decide, like, thoughts and stuff, not everything. Like, let me rephrase. But most things in our day-to-day life, it's kind of like, what do people think of this? Like, how am I going to base an interaction today? Or how am I going to dress today? Like, how are people going to receive this?
Yeah.
You think about that. You don't just, like, grab
100%.
Something. Just...
But that is something that you need to factor in, too.
Oh.
You can't just go based on, like, your fucking caveman desires.
It's a balance. But
you know?
the responsibility
balance,
of
yeah.
being an adult is being able to listen to your inner self. And being able to
yes.
react to society,
yes,
like 100%. React to your fucking peers and your influences.
Yep.
That's.
You like owe that to the world, you know, to not be like this crazy fuck like in the streets.
You owe that to that is so fucking right, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to like.
And the better that you are at it, like the better you are off, you know.
Yeah.
You feel
you creating that fucking mindset is creating a better energy, a better world.
Yeah.
You know, in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, you're making someone else's day better just by you not being a shitty person.
Yeah.
Like, just...
But
you
also,
being a
like,
person
putting
is
something out there at the same time.
Bad.
You know?
What do you mean, putting something out there?
You know, you're interacting with the world, you know, but you're, like, calibrated like, to how you do it, you know? You're not trying to, like, offend people, you know, of course, or, like, do something that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah.
But then you have to go into, like, what gets people fucked up. And it's not, like, everyone gets fucked up off of one thing. You know, so like, it, like a comedian, let's say like a comedian, he makes like a joke that involves race, you know, And he's just probably, he made 100 people laugh, but there was like 20 people that were like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
yeah.
That's so inappropriate. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, what creates that shit? Like, what creates that, not duality, but, like, multiple people's, not discretion, but their own, goddamn, I can't think of the right word.
Like, their own discomfort with it, really.
Yeah. And what makes them discomfort? Probably, like, how other people will probably be feeling when that's being said. Oh, other people think this is bad. That's fucking bad, bro. And then the people that are laughing are like, dude, this is fucking funny.
Anything that's, like, you would consider, like, art or, like, you know, subjective at all, you know?
It's, yeah, everything.
I was thinking about this today. Like, if you could, like, make the best song ever, it had, and I was like, what would be the best song ever? It would have, like, as many instruments as possible. It would have vocals in it, you know? Like, everything, just this one epic song, you know? But, you know, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't believe that that's the best song.
Yeah.
You're never going to find it.
You know what I think that, like, it's personified as in our society? Like, there was a movie that just came out, and it's about a book. Like, you definitely know this. Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new one?
No.
It's okay. Like, it's not, like, my favorite movie. It's very, you could tell it's, like, there's all these underlying messages. It's, like, all, like, just kind of, almost cliche in a way, but, like, important. Like, it's totally, like, yeah, totally. And it relates, like,
that's cool.
Into today's world. Like, they say fucking, like, let's make burning books great again. Like, you said something like that. I'm like, okay. Like, what?
All right,
just trying to relate some shit. I mean, but honestly, that's their voice. But what was my takeaway with this one? They create a one way of thinking mindset to stop people from arguing, to make sure people feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if everyone thinks the same way, religion, everyone believes in Christianity, everyone has to be Christian because this is the way. It's the way that it all makes sense. And if we all could think about this, you know, it's like that's what the church did a long time ago. They tried to, not force, but they tried to spread this to everyone to try and get, like, a similar mindset. Like, we all need to be on the same fucking page.
Yeah.
And then, like, anytime there's a little bit of change, like, I have something that's different than your viewpoint, it invokes a little bit of fear. That's, like, a very hard skill for people to take a step back from. Like, if you say something that disagrees with what I say, I almost have a need, a desperation to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, yeah, but, like, you know, that's, like, always our reaction to it. Other than, like,
it
just
is.
Like,
the, that's
it's,
the natural,
it's a skill.
Like, the natural. Sorry, the natural reaction.
Yeah.
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 And reacting any other way would kind of be a skill.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, dude. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, dude. That got really cool for a while there. It started picking up. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.